Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. It's Sam, and today we're digging into a book that's been making me rethink everything I thought I knew about success. It's called Wealthy and Well-Known by Rory and AJ Vaden. Sophie, I gotta ask you first, do you think you can be both rich and famous, or is it really one or the other?
Sam, great to be here. And that's exactly the question this book tackles head-on. The Vadens say that most of us believe we have to choose between being wealthy but unknown, or famous but broke. But they argue that's a false choice. The real goal is significance, and that comes from having both.
Okay, so what's the actual formula? They put a number on it, right?
They do. It's significance equals wealth times fame. And they're careful to define those terms. Wealth isn't just money, it's the value you create. Fame isn't just being a celebrity, it's the number of people who know about the value you provide.
So it's about impact, not ego. That makes sense. But the part that got me was the mindset shift at the beginning. They say the biggest obstacle isn't talent or resources, it's a scarcity mindset.
Right.
Scarcity thinking is when you hoard your expertise because you're afraid that if you give it away, you lose your value. You shy away from the spotlight because you're terrified of criticism. The Vadens say we need to flip that to an abundance mindset.
And what does that look like in practice?
It's believing there's enough success for everyone. You can be generous with what you know. You see competitors as collaborators. And you start to see visibility as a responsibility, not a vanity project.
Okay, so once you've got the right mindset, they give you a framework. I remember it's called the Core Four. What are those four things?
So the Core Four is your unique value proposition. The first is purpose, which is the problem you're obsessed with solving. Then there's process, your unique methodology for solving it. Third is proof, the evidence that what you do works. And fourth is personality, the authentic expression of who you are.
And they say you can't fake personality. It has to be a genuine extension of your character. That's good to hear, because I think a lot of people worry that building a personal brand means becoming a caricature of yourself.
Exactly.
They actually address that later in the book. It's about being strategically authentic. You share what's real and relevant to your message, but you don't have to share everything. You're the curator of your own story.
But then they get practical. There's this thing called the reputation loop. Can you walk me through that?
Sure. The loop has four stages. First is create, where you produce valuable content, what they call value bombs. Second is connect, where you build relationships and borrow other people's audiences by guesting on podcasts or writing guest posts. Third is convert, where you turn your audience into customers with a low-cost tripwire offer. And fourth is compound, where you're growing wealth and fame feedback into more opportunities.
So it's a flywheel. Success begets success. But they also talk about the fear of being known. I think that's something a lot of people can relate to.
Yeah, they call it a privilege problem. It's a sign you're on the right track. They say to manage the fear by focusing on your mission, not yourself. And to remember that the people who matter are your ideal clients, not the trolls online.
There's also the pricing paradox. They say you shouldn't be afraid to charge what you're worth.
Right, because your price is a signal of your value. If you charge too little, people assume you're not very good. They advocate for value-based pricing, where you charge based on the value you deliver, not the time it takes. And raising your prices can actually increase demand.
The clients who leave aren't your ideal clients anyway. That's a freeing thought.
And the book ends with legacy. They talk about the freedom flywheel, where the ultimate goal of wealth and fame is freedom. You can choose how you spend your time, who you work with, and what you work on. You shouldn't sacrifice your health or relationships for success.
So it's about building a life, not just a business. The takeaway for me is that I need to stop thinking of wealth and fame as a trade-off. They really are two sides of the same coin.
And if you want to dig deeper into the framework, the whole library is over at 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It's $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access. The world needs what you have to offer, and it's your responsibility to make sure they get it.
That's the heart of it, Sam.
We'll see you in the next one.